Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now for the first, it's been a while, but joining me now for the first time in a while from Armed American Radio is the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. So, I was shocked to discover, because I never had really looked too deep, but I mean, apparently Israel has the same sort of gun control as New York City. It's easier to get a gun in the Bronx than it is in Israel. What have you been talking
You're
about
right.
that?
Well, I was surprised. I had made an assumption that Israelis were far more armed than I found out they were. And like you, I was shocked when I found out that only 2% of the population had quote unquote licenses, firearms licenses. I had thought that after mandatory IDF service, I don't know why I thought this, but I was thinking it was a Switzerland type thing where, you know, virtually every home was armed.
Right.
I was sadly mistaken, but that is, I did think that, yeah. And I was shocked to find out otherwise.
I mean, you can go to a gun shop, even now, even with after this has happened, and all of a sudden they've relaxed the ammunition that they're allowed to have from 50 to a whole 100 rounds. Two boxes of ammo, and only handguns still.
Yeah, and even deeper than that, you know, you have to ask this question. I'll be talking about it on my show today. But you have to ask this question. Have the Israelis gotten it yet? Did they figure it out? Look, let's go to real life scenarios. You and I both know that sometimes it takes a tragic incident to bring somebody around to their senses, right?
Right.
Like somebody is the victim of an armed robbery, all of a sudden says, you know what, I'm not a pacifist anymore. I want to carry a gun. I don't want to let that happen to me again. I no longer am willing to be a victim. Now, that's the micro level, right? Take it to the macro level with an entire nation. Have the Israelis figured it out? Well, some would say, yeah, they are. We know that they're relaxing their licensing procedures and processes, streamlining it and speeding it up. As far as I'm concerned, they still have a licensing process after this.
Yeah.
They're fighting for their very existence. They ought to be giving guns out off the back of trucks.
They should. I mean, England did it better in World War II than they're doing.
I mean, do they get it? I don't know. There's a lot of history there. You know, everything. I mean, Israel has been at war. They don't have a Second Amendment like we did.
No.
Israel has been at war since its existence. Official existence. And you have every individual 18 years old going into IDF. They're set up differently than we are. We also saw footage of Hamas murderers themselves being slaughtered by armed Israelis. So we know it works, right?
Yeah.
Defending ourselves works. So that begs the question. I don't pretend to know the answer, Bill, but it's definitely worth discussing. Have they figured it out after this? I would have thought they figured it out to the tune of, hey, guys, we're going to be on the corner of 5th and Cherry at 3 o'clock every afternoon handing out rifles. That's what I would have thought. But I was mistaken.
Or driving up to the kibbutz, the individual kibbutzes with a, you know, a load and saying, all right, how many people you got here? How many people can run a gun? Which,
right.
That should be every adult because of all of that conscription they do within the military. You would think they are familiar. Wait,
correct.
But anyway, apparently not.
But they're still going through. They still have a licensing process, although it's streamlined. That's a good thing. Clearly, it's open for discussion, but I would have thought that it would have been much more aggressive. But that's just me, Bill. You know, I host on American Radio. What else would you expect?
Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, the interesting part about this is we've seen this before. We saw it with the British, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it. We see it in all the blue cities all around here. We see it all over Europe right now. Europe right now is turning right. They're veering back to the right because of all this leftist nonsense they've been pulling.
Well, they've destroyed their own culture.
Yeah.
They willfully did it.
Yeah.
They allowed an invasion to destroy their culture, ruin their borders, and the outcome is inevitable. And now, what are they doing? Veering back. I think this country's going to see the same thing. I think this country's had enough of far leftist nonsense because of the cities that you're mentioning, not just gun control, but skyrocketing crime, et cetera, while they're imposing more gun control, all of it in the way of the Bruin decision. So let's not forget there's that too.
Yeah. Then there's Ukraine. They had a pretty hard gun control regime in place, and they've been going around dropping truckloads of guns all over the place.
Well, what, Ukraine?
Yeah.
Oh, that's that other country that's at war. I forgot about that. We haven't heard about that in the mainstream media lately. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, isn't that funny how that works?
Isn't it? Well, I mean, yeah. You know, it's one of those things where they're getting out there and they're trying now to they're going to use this as a basket of places we got to fund, where most of the money goes to Ukraine, most of it doesn't go to our border, and most of it doesn't go to Israel.
Well, the diaper wearer in chief, Potato Head Biden,
right,
just gave what $100 million to Gaza.
Yep.
Thinking that you don't think Hamas is going to get their hands on that money? They've already got their hands on that money.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, they are the government of Gaza. Hamas runs the government of Gaza.
Of course.
They were elected, duly elected officials now.
Well, that's what they say. They were duly elected.
Right.
You know, you have a UN chief today, Secretary General of the United Nations, that just made some appalling comments to the UN today, talking about how the Hamas military, the violence, didn't happen in a vacuum. This guy was blaming Israeli policy.
Right. Yeah, I saw that.
Seemingly accepting the murder of innocent civilians in ways that would have made ISIS go, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah.
You know, it is remarkable to see what's happening in this country. And this should be an eye-opener for everybody, not just at the UN, but not around the world, but here in this country. When you look at the sympathizers erupting in protests all across this country in blue cities, not to mention the fact that the halls of Congress have been infiltrated by this vermin in the form of Tlaib and everybody else in that squad, those morons.
Yeah.
That keep getting elected by that, you know, by that, I'll just be nice and stop right there. They keep getting elected.
That's
I don't want to
nice.
Go farther. You know, Charlie wouldn't like that.
I understand that. I get it. I understand it. Well, I mean, the thing is, we obviously, this is, everybody thought there for a long time, never again. That was the, everybody was talking about never again, all this other nonsense. And, well, it apparently has never not been a thing. The whole need to go out and destroy Israelis. So,
well, you know, how far down in the weeds you want to go?
Well, you know, we don't have enough time to go too deep into the weeds, but
yeah, not too deep. But let's just open up the can of controversial commentary from two talk radio hosts. Okay.
Okay.
You know, we talk about innocent civilians. Those innocent civilians have been taught from the day they were born to hate Israelis and hate Jews. And yes, they are innocent. Many of them are not Hamas members. But Israel's made a decision. And it was made very clear by IDF forces or a spokesperson yesterday. I believe I saw it on Fox and Friends First yesterday. One of the few times I watch that kind of crap on TV anymore. But it was about 4:30 in the morning. I happened to be awake. And she made the reference that we have made a decision that we are no longer going to live on a border with people who want to genocide us.
Yeah.
Period.
Hang on right there. We'll pick this up on the other side. Talking to Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. You were just talking about some of these other people that are out there making certain comments left and right. Well, where were you at again?
Just referencing the fact that Israel has made a decision and made it very clear globally to the world, not just to its own citizenry and to the Palestinians in Gaza and Hamas and you know, Hezbollah, Iran, et cetera. But they've made a decision. They've made it very clear that they are no longer interested in sharing a border with a population who is bent on their genocide, period. That's the decision that they've made. And they have every right to make that decision. You know, you asked, or you said in the previous segment, never again, right? Well, here we are again. And it's time, and Israel's made the decision to put a stop to it. And
right.
I don't believe it's going to last as long as people think it's going to last. Israel's pretty good at this. They clearly have intelligence over all these years. They know where the tunnels are. You know, the Israeli intelligence, and you're going to say, well, their intelligence certainly blew it on October 7th. It did. But that's a separate deal. That's not the same as knowing where everything is as far as getting caught off guard. They know where everything is. They've got those tunnels infiltrated. They've no doubt have Hamas infiltrated.
Right.
So they know what they're doing. And I think the world is going to be shocked. While it's going to be brutal, it's going to be ugly, it's necessary. And I pray for them every day.
Another thing that is necessary is it would really be nice if all of the United States, every one of the states, actually understood what the Bill of Rights meant and everything. And to a certain degree, we have made that approach. We get a little closer every time. Constant fight going on in California. Recently, the Ninth Circuit got out there and, well, they decided to say their, quote, assault weapon, end quote, ban was unconstitutional.
That was Judge Benitez, who has done, you know, a lot of people, a lot of gun rights activists, and you may be one, I don't know, but we'll refer to Benitez as Saint Benitez, right?
Right.
Because of his pro-gun rulings. And the only reason I don't like doing that is because, well, we beatify somebody who understands the Constitution.
Right.
Got it? Every judge should
understand
the Constitution.
Every judge, yeah.
You know, it's the ones that don't. So, you know, it's sad, don't I think you'll agree. I can tell you how Sotomayor and Kagan are going to vote on a case before it even gets to argument.
Sure.
Okay? We shouldn't know those things. But we do. And in California, they hate Benitez because Benitez stands on the side of the Constitution. His ruling in the assault weapons ban case, which found it unconstitutional, was 72 pages of just butt-kicking facts. How do I know that? Because Gavin Newsom's hair's in a tizzy and it's standing straight up on his gel end.
Right.
He calls him a disgrace. He calls him a shill for the NRA. Apparently, Gavin Newsom hasn't gotten the memo, Bill, that the NRA is pretty ineffective over the last few years, and he might want to move on and maybe go after the Second Amendment Foundation, who is suing his state right now in 18 or 19 active cases. Okay? So we're going to win this battle. I know it. You know it. They know it. That's why they're throwing their post-Bruin tantrums the way they are. But they're trying to push this out as far as they can to try to get Biden reelected or somebody, maybe him, elected. And the hope is that they can fix the Supreme Court more to the progressive left and rid us of the Bruin decision and even Heller and McDonald. They would go as far as to doing all of that. But for now, it's the Bruins in their crosshairs. And, we're going to do our damnedest to not let that happen, right?
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a constant fight. I don't mind fighting it. I got to have something to do, right? I am not one that gets out there and looks at somebody that has a job, takes an oath, and then gets out there and actually doesn't go, oh, he needs to be canonized.
Right.
I'm sort of
right.
Like you on that one. I'm glad he does what he does. But, I mean, the reason the Ninth Circuit is reacting the way it is here lately is because they were sort of reconstituted by Trump.
Correct.
Isn't about half of
and,
them?
Look,
didn't he put about half of them in place?
Yeah, and you know, still not a complete conservative majority.
Right.
But Bonta has already appealed Benitez's ruling. You know, we're going to get a 3-judge panel. Then, assuming that a 3-judge panel upholds this ruling, Bonta will then seek an en banc hearing, and it's likely that the Ninth Circuit will eventually overturn Benitez at the lower court. And now we're set up for a Supreme Court showdown. And that's a great case. The California case is a great case. But I believe, as Alan Gottlieb believes, that the Maryland assault weapons ban case, which is already farther ahead than California's, the Supreme Court has already remanded back to the lower court and said, you need to revisit this in light of our Bruin decision. That's likely the assault weapons ban case that's going to get to the Supreme Court before California. But it doesn't matter. We just want to get one there and win it and put a stop to this. But I would highly encourage, recommend that anybody who has not read the 72-page decision by Benitez, please do. It will open your eyes, and you'll see why the left hates his guts. That's a good thing, by the way.
I saw where he got out there, and he was beating up on Ryan Bussey, who's, you know, wasn't he a marketing director? He was not a gun guy. He was some sort of a director. He wasn't one of these guys that got out there and said, you know, this slide would fit so much better if we did this.
Yeah, and he also goes and talks about assault weapons and so forth. He didn't have anything to do with any rifles at the company he was with. This guy's just, you know, trying to play both ends of the fiddle. You and I know that. This is the guy that says, you know, hey, look, I'm one of you. I have a concealed carry permit. You know, he's a David Hogg. He's just a chump like David Hogg who claims, oh, look at me. I shoot, trap, and skeet. I'm one of you. You're not one of us. You never will be. We're on to you. We know what's going on. Same thing with Busey. The guy's a joke. He's making a fool of himself. Montana's got to get smarter, though. I've been all over Montana for a long time.
Yeah, he's running. He wants to be their governor, right?
Yeah, he wants to be their governor. Here you got this rugged state of Montana, man. Come on. And yet, what is Tester still doing there, right? And you got this guy, Busey. I mean, come on. Come on. Montana should be bright red. It should be a thorn in California's side all day long.
Right.
So none of those loser progressives in California would even want to think of going to Montana.
Right.
That's what has to happen to take that back. Unfortunately, that's, you know, who knows. But there are apparently enough liberals in Montana. But like New Mexico, right? Bill, you know, New Mexico, same kind of state. Still got, you know, Democrat governor, but lots of gun owners. Minnesota, Democrat, blew through and through. Tons of gun owners. Tons of gun owners. But they're still voting that blue and wondering why they're getting what they're getting. Well, I think people are onto it now. I think it's turning around. I really do.
I don't think they like getting the government they deserve. I think they want better. Listen, we're about to run out of time. Check out Mark on Armed American Radio. Also check out his website, Armed American News. Always constant pounding for the Second Amendment right. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today, sir.
The pleasure is mine. Let's do this more often. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. The newly elected Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, assumed that role today and expressed his intent to immediately get to work.
The challenge before us is great, but the time for action is now, and I will not let you down.
He secured enough votes to clinch the speakership after three of his fellow Republicans made unsuccessful attempts. Both the U.S. and Russia, along with other nations, are urging for a temporary halt in the conflict between Israel and Hamas to enable humanitarian assistance to reach civilians in Gaza. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces have stated they are still responding to rocket attacks. An increasing number of Americans are suggesting that resorting to violence might be necessary to steer U.S. politics in the right direction. According to a survey conducted by the Public Religion Research Institute, 1/3 of Republicans and 13% of Democrats believe that patriots may have to resort to violence. John Schaefer, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And welcome back. Joining me now, the senior investigative reporter at Epoch Times, and he specializes in China. That, of course, being Nan Su. Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Now, China is not sitting back and watching the way things are happening on the in the Middle East right now, are they? You mentioned something about their navy.
Yeah, Chinese military has already sent 6 warships to the Middle East. Well, which their own explanation is it's a friendly visit to the countries in the Middle East.
Ah, military friendly. Hey there, hi. Now, I keep hearing about this, and I don't know if this is true or not. I keep hearing that China does not have a deep water navy.
Yeah, they do. China already have 3 aircraft carrier.
Okay.
And they have, the way they're sending their destroyers, their frigates, to the Middle East, that basically shows you they do have that, right?
Well, I guess we're going to see how this goes. Now, why would they send, or do they have the capability of projecting force that far?
Well, they have never had a real battle. That's true.
Right.
So we do not know what they're going to know, what they're going to do. I mean, the Chinese Navy, after the Chinese Communist regime took over control of China, they built their navy, and in the last couple of decades, they really trying to modernize all their navy equipment and ships, weapons. But they just never had a real war with anybody except in the mid 70s. They had a a conflict with Vietnam's Navy.
How did that turn out?
Actually, the Chinese Navy sink, if I remember right, one or two warships of Vietnamese Navy.
Still, would you consider them to be largely untested?
Say that again?
Would you consider... And I guess this would hold true for the Chinese military at large. They're not really, they've been able to observe the American military for 20, 30 years now.
A long time.
They probably have been very observationally interested in what's going on because they probably have actually planned certain things based upon what they have seen, but as of yet, they've never actually engaged in combat with anybody. Where do you think this would actually work out? How do you think that would actually work out?
I'm not a military expert, tell you the truth. I don't know. But they do. But U.S. military, the Department of Defense actually said China has the largest navy in the world.
Right.
If by counting the total number of warships. Now, if they invade Taiwan, because that's really, Taiwan is just, the closest distance from Taiwan to the coastal line of China is about, 68 nautical miles.
Yeah.
So it's really just off the shore. So over there, they may have, advantage if, if they want to, have, real battle against the U.S. Navy, but I just don't know how they're going to send six warships to Middle East. That's going to really change much of things going on over there.
Well, I mean, you told me about this idea where you think they're looking at this, and if there was another war to go on, like if we got embroiled in a war in the Middle East, that would be where they made their move to go after Taiwan, right?
Yep. That's the strategy that's been openly discussed. They're talking about three wars, regional wars like Russia against the NATO, Arab nations against Israel, and North Korea against South Korea and Japan. So that will be the time that their strategy, they discuss it. And that will be the time they think it's a mature condition for them to make a military invasion of Taiwan.
Does Taiwan have any military capability at all?
Well, at this point, there's no real comeback like what you say. So we don't know if they truly do that. What's going to be the result?
So it's always wide open. So I guess it's a interesting time. How long, besides, China just put out this map where they supposedly annex parts of India and other parts of the world that are across their borders and everything else. And Taiwan is one of these places that they say is theirs. What does acquiring Taiwan do for them?
Well, that's something really huge that we need to talk about. First of all, of course, semiconductor chips. Taiwan manufacture more than 70% of the entire world's advanced semiconductor chips. And if you're counting on those chips that's not very advanced, then Taiwan actually manufacture more than 90% of the semiconductor chips in the world.
Right.
Number two, not just that. Okay, that's just a part of it. Talking about industry. Now, number two, China will have, once they take over Taiwan, the Chinese government will have a dominant control of South China Sea. Now, South China Sea, it's a little corridor you look at map, you know, running north-south direction, and Taiwan is at the northern end of that corridor. Now, now China's real goal is to, you know, have dominant control of South China Sea. That's what they're going after. China's, Chinese government started building the manmade islands in South China Sea back in 2013. What they have done is to really take down a massive amount of concrete to the reefs. You know, reefs is something when you have high tides below water, it's, you have low tides above water, right?
Right.
So, the, you know, no con- based on the international law, no country can claim sovereignty of a reef, but you can claim sovereignty of islands. So what China has done is they made reefs become islands, you know, and then they will claim the sovereignty of the island as well as the, you know, the 12 miles territory water around the island. Back in 2015, China's Chairman Xi promised U.S. President Obama that China will never militarize those man-made islands. But so far, out of seven islands, they actually made seven islands, and three of them are fully militarized. They put air, military airplane runway, radars, missile launching device, you name it.
Hold up right there. We're coming up on the break.
Okay.
We can continue this on the other side. Speaking with Nam Su, he is the senior investigative reporter in matters having to do with China, the internal workings of China, at epochtimes.com. You can find his work there. Also, of course, he's making the rounds and getting out here, and you know, we need to understand what is going on within China, what their goals are, what they think they're going to accomplish, because this will, this is going to be one of these things that's going to be world altering should they do become really adversarial. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Nan Su from Epoch Times. He's the senior investigative reporter there when it comes to matters pertaining to China. And you were just describing what they have done with the various islands and everything that they agreed not to do something with, and yet they seem to be doing that anyway. So I had to interrupt you. Please continue, sir.
So they with those small islands, man-made, you know, all the fully militarized, but China, Chinese government still not able to have it, to have a dominant control of South China Sea. But however, if China take over Taiwan, things will totally change. You know, Taiwan is located at the northern end of that, you know, South China Sea, the corridor running north and south. That's a little, it's like a little cap, you know, you can keep the corridor capped. Now, China, with Taiwan in its hand, China will be able to have dominant control of South China Sea. And once it has dominant control of South China Sea, the Chinese regime will be able to do four things. Number one, it will choke the economic lifeline of Japan and South Korea. Now, Japan is the world's third largest economy, United States' most important ally in the region. But however, our Japanese friend has some fatal weakness. Now, it's an island nation, you know, one third of its economy really depending on trade, and those trade need to go through South China Sea. And that's why several Japanese ministers repeatedly spoke that if Taiwan is in trouble, so is Japan. And that's why right now, you know, the Japan's military budget from last year to this year jumped, single year jump, 26.3%. Now, that's number one, though. Number two, China will have a lot more say on the global economy. Why? Because every year you have, globally, you have about 10 trillion trade, and close to 40% of that 10 trillion trade need to go through the South China Sea. Number three, China will have a domino influence to the countries in the Southeast Asia. those countries are very important now, because right now the Western corporations try to reduce their geopolitical risk by relocating the supply chain out of China. And guess once they leave China, where they're going to go? Some of them will land in India. Most of them will, you know, go to Southeast Asian nations. And China doesn't want to let go its control of our supply chain. That's why it goes after South China Sea. And number four. Once China controls South China Sea, there will be nobody. Nobody will be there to stop China from, you know, going further south to make a threat to another very important ally of the United States in the region. That's Australia. So that's why South China Sea is so important. It's, you know, the entire South China Sea and Taiwan, that area, it's really the hottest point right now, that China, it's really challenging the entire, U.S. government's global security strategy, which is called Indo-Pacific strategy. You know, Indo-Pacific strategy call this region, this Indo-Pacific region, the world's center of gravity, the entire world's center of gravity. Why this? Because this is the region actually extended from the nations around Indian Ocean all the way to the other side of the Pacific Ocean, including the entire American continent. And this is the region that encompasses half of the world's total population and two-thirds of the entire world's economy. And China, it's really, you know, it becomes the biggest threat to the stability and peace of this world's center of gravity. Hello, Bill, are you there?
That explains it. In the event that you, in the event that that were to come to be, I guess that that's where it really becomes a global conflict if they were to take that and then they decided to get expansive from that point there.
Well, that's what's going on. You know, we already see things happening, you know, in Ukraine. While Russia is pushing towards to the west, you know, China is preparing to expand to the east and south, so they're having each other's back. Now we have Middle East, you know, Iran is, you know, they already say they may want to escalate the tension and by doing something. We don't know what's going to happen yet, but, you know, you can see things moving in the direction that the Chinese military and government strategists have been discussing for many years.
Yeah. Is China on pretty good terms with Iran?
China had a very close relation with Iran. Now, back in 2021, China signed agreement, March of 2021, China-Iran signed an agreement that in the following 25 years, Chinese government would provide Iran $400 billion economic aid. And as a return, Iran will provide constant oil supply to China. Now, what their plan, the plan was they'll build a corridor, is a energy corridor connecting Iran Pakistan. Now, you know, between China and Iran, there are two countries between China and Iran. That's one is north and one is south. That's Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Right.
Now, when they signed that deal, you know, they're thinking about building the corridor through Pakistan, and then later after Afghanistan fell into the control of the Taliban government. You know, Taliban has been, you know, years working with a Chinese regime. You know, all the Taliban military commanders were sent to Chinese, to China to receive trainings from Chinese military. So now you see that, you know, they're building that, you know, they're planning and building that, you know, energy corridor right now. So they, so the oil from, Iran will not need to go through like Indian Ocean and around South China Sea, go around and before it reach China, it will go, you know, by land, which is a lot safer for the regime to secure its energy supply. So China, Iran, Russia, you look at, you know, what's the behavior after Russia invaded Ukraine. They are clearly together.
I guess the so with Russia, Russia has an energy source. Iran has an energy source.
Russia already had oil pipes directly connecting to China. The first 12 months after the Ukraine war started, the bilateral trade between China and Russia jumped more than 30%.
Right.
From 140 billion to 990 billion. Now, in the first 9 months of this year, comparing the same period last year, the bilateral trade between China and Russia jumped to more than 82%. So, what are they doing there? You know, all you need to do is just looking at those numbers.
Well, anyway, it's fascinating to watch the puzzle as it sort of comes together. It is. I'm about to run out of time. Nansu, find him at APOC Times. He is a senior investigative reporter when it comes to all matters of China. He will be back. Thank you. You'll be back with me, as a matter of fact, on Friday, I think it is. So we'll be talking to you
again. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. We have hour number two coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.